Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
So when I was a kid, I went to Sierra Vista Elementary School. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine who I grew up next door to is now a teacher at Sierra Vista Elementary. And she asked me to come and talk to her kids because she teaches a gifted and talented class, a third grade gifted and talented class. And they're doing this like semester long project where they're learning how to put together a newscast. Okay. So they wanted to talk to somebody who does, you know, the news, who writes the news, mm-hmm. and who's worked in the newsroom and that kind of thing.
Yeah. And what did you point them to? Estella Casas? Who did you
so
send them to?
Mean. You're so ugly. Golly. Dude, that wasn't nice.
What?
Man.
I'm asking for a friend.
Wow. That was mean.
You think what we do here is real news?
I've worked in a newsroom.
Oh, is that why? Or is it because you read the news here that we rip and read?
Man.
I'm just asking.
Yikers.
What?
Dude.
What?
That was mean.
How is that mean?
No, that was mean.
Oh, stop. It was not mean.
Yeah,
how is that mean?
No, you were being mean.
No, I know what goes on here.
No, I know.
I don't have any illusions that what I do is groundbreaking or that I can speak to anybody about anything.
I didn't say it was groundbreaking.
No,
I just said that
I'm
I've worked in a newsroom before.
It's not me
before.
Being mean.
But I've
me asking.
Golly.
What?
Wow. Here it is, boys. Okay.
Wow. Dang.
Wow,
girl. Boy,
dude.
You sure do get insulted easily.
I'm
that
not.
Was not
I'm
as an
certainly
insult
not
whatsoever.
Insulted easily. God, you hurt my feelings.
How is that hurting your feelings?
God.
What did I say that would make your feelings get hurt?
You're so mean.
You're not telling me what it is that I said that would make your feelings
because
get hurt.
Because you know I've worked in a newsroom. You know I've produced newscasts. I did that for 18 months before I came here.
I did. Well, I knew that, but it's not something that's always top of mind for me.
Well, no, I know. But you know I've worked in a newsroom.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know how to do a newscast.
I'm sorry. I keep forgetting about that whole sacred cow thing.
It's not a sacred cow.
Well, then why
it's
are you
something
upset?
That I've done.
I make jokes about others like that, and you laugh along. But this time, it's about you, and you get hurt?
No.
Oh, stop.
I'm hurt because you're like, it's totally dismissive.
How is that dismissive? It's not dismissive.
Wow.
It's a aside.
It's not an aside.
It is an aside.
That was rude.
It's
it
like
was
Groucho
rude and it was
Marx.
Mean.
What did you do? Call us Estella Casas? If I would have said it like that, would it have been different?
No.
Are you really upset? Are
I,
you really
I
hurt?
I am. I'm very hurt. I am.
Well, I'm sorry that you feel that way.
See, oh.
That's dismissive. That's dismissive.
I know that's what you feel, though.
But that's not how I feel.
It is.
I feel like I don't understand why that would insult you in any way, shape, or form.
Wow.
I do that for a lot of things, and I do that about a lot of people. So how is it this time it hurts your feelings?
Because that was
it's
hurtful.
About you.
No, because that was hurtful. Because if you had said, you know, I don't know, because I mean, this is what you do.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, if let's say you had been a master gardener, you know, before you became a DJ.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know, and you said, yeah, you know, this friend of mine said, you know, he wanted me to talk to a group of people about, you know, growing plants. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, did he, you know, call Martha Stewart? Well, it totally dismisses you having done this and knowing what it takes to do it.
I just said, no. He
and
called
I
Snoop
did.
Dogg.
I know, right? I mean, wow. I'm so hurt.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I won't even say that your feelings are hurt.
You won't say that?
No.
Why? Because
I'm sorry, period.
Okay.
See,
because
when you add on to
you did
the
right
I'm sorry's,
kind of, yeah, you did
you
the right
know how
kind
we've
of apology.
Discussed this before?
Yes.
Where people apologize and then they're like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not an apology.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your apology.
All right, then.
Okay, well.
So you were saying.
Forget it now. Jeez, I'll just
so
write a
saying,
blog.
You're a master gardener, you were
everything.
Saying, and then what happened?
God. Wow, okay.
All right.
I'll just drink my latte.
All right. Well, this is probably one of the most awkward moments
Man.
Ever on this radio program.
Wow.
that we keep real,
I'm just heard. I'm just going to go over to the other, you know, bathroom
and sip your
start
tea.
Start crying. God, I don't want to let my coworkers see that you hurt my feelings. Dang, dude.
Hey, I already apologized.
Okay,
why do you keep going?
I accept your apology.
All right,
okay.
Then.
Okay.
Why you keep going?
Just gonna,
look, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a freebie at some point today. Any point today, no. I'll give you a freebie.
It's okay.
You can throw shade my way.
Okay.
Or at least what you think is shading me.
Okay.
Since I really wasn't shading you.
Okay, dokey.
I was just being funny. But clearly, I wasn't being funny.
Okay.
Should I take a break now?
Yes.
All right.
Kiss
FM. Birthdays. Okay.
Okay.
Da 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 da. Okay. Hey, Trisha, who's having a birthday today?
Okay, well, let me see here. This 41-year-old, she's a singer, she's a songwriter. She sounds kind of like a goat, and she belly dances.
Okay, okay, so it's not Stevie Nicks then, because I can't remember Stevie Nicks ever belly dancing.
No.
She's a twirler.
She's a twirler, but yeah. She's also not 41.
True that.
Yeah.
True that. Okay, well, then that makes her Shakira.
Shakira.
Of course, her yep. of that inane line from her most popular song. You know, the one that goes like this? Thank
yeah.
you for pointing that out, Shakira.
Look,
Shakira.
You know what? You and your small, humble, you know, girls, get over yourselves. Golly.
I don't confuse them with molehills either, Shakira. So stop making a mountain out of a molehill,
right.
For God's sakes.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know that her name means woman full of grace?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, how neat. Well, there you go. Do you
and
know her
you
full
know
name?
That her full name is Shakira Isabel Mebarek Ripoll.
Yeah.
Huh?
There you
go. Of course I know that, Trisha.
She's Colombian.
How dare you question me? I'm hurt that you would question me. I know a lot about a little and a little about a lot. And speaking of Hips Don't Lie, did you know? Oh, baby, when you talk like that, Hips Don't Lie recently made the list of best songs to do CPR to.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, all the songs on this playlist that was put out last year, there's like 40 songs in the playlist,
okay.
have a tempo of 100 to 120 beats per minute, which is the same tempo at which one should give chest compressions.
Wow, 120 beats per
yeah.
minute, wow.
100 to 100.
Wow.
120. And this song kind of fits that. So, yeah, if you ever find yourself having to give someone CPR, just, you know, sing the song in your head, and that's how many compressions you should be doing.
Wow, I had no idea you had to do so many.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
but the number
gosh.
One song, and probably the easiest one, because I'm sure you know all the words, and you could easily channel this if you needed to, is Staying Alive, ironically,
oh.
by the Bee Gees. And we all know that song.
That
so
is
we
ironic.
All, we'd be doing chest compressions too. Ah, 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 ah. See, that's how it works.
And that one I don't mind if it earworms.
Right? Right?
Shakira, I'm sorry. I love Shakira. She's gorgeous and everything.
Yeah.
But I'm already in my mind, I'm trying to push that Hips yeah. Don't Lie out of my head so that it doesn't earworm me all day long.
She's Lord. Also a huge Metallica fan.
Really?
And has been since high school.
That's hilarious.
As a matter of fact, on her last tour, she performed the Metallica song Nothing Else Matters. Happy birthday. Happy Friday.
Kiss FM.
If you go to KissOutPastor.com, you can get all the details. But did you see where people are supposedly, allegedly, citing NSYNC members in Minneapolis?
No.
And you know who one of them is?
Joey Fat One.
Yes.
Ooh.
Fatone has been spotted there.
He lied to us.
So have a couple of the other bandmates. Huh? Maybe there is a chance.
Oh.
Maybe NSYNC will show up during halftime.
Maybe. Dude.
I know.
Not cool, Joey Fat One.
I know.
What the heck, man?
Although, the report says that Chris Kirkpatrick hasn't been seen. And I looked into this. Come to find out that his boss at Jack in the Box wouldn't give him the day off, man. Not cool.
Wow.
I mean,
how often do you get asked to perform at the Super Bowl, dude?
I'm telling you.
Dang, Chad. Let him go, man. Because all managers are named Chad. They are.
Around here, they're all named Robert.
Robert.
Have you noticed that? Managers, all Robert.
Well,
fast food and restaurants,
Robert.
Robert.
Yep, yep. The guy who's having the party and you're like, you want to crash it?
Yeah.
Ask for Robert.
Yeah, they'll let you in.
Dude, where's Robert?
And look, if you don't know a Robert, all you have to do is show up with like a 24 of Bud Light. Kiss FM. Big day Sunday. Have you heard about it? It's called a Super Bowl game.
I've heard a little something about it.
Man, all kinds of random facts are being thrown out this week about Super Bowl Sunday. For example, this is the 10th time the Patriots have made it to the Super Bowl and the 3rd time for the Eagles. 5 times for the Patriots. See, and that's one of the reasons why I don't want them to win, because I don't want them to hit 6.
Right. Right, exactly.
But the other team is the Eagles.
I know.
So.
I know.
Which, by the way, are one of the 13 teams that have never won a Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. I don't care.
Let's keep
I don't
it
want
that
them
way.
To win.
Let's keep it that
you
way.
You know, God was in his heaven, and he goes, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make the Patriots go to the Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. And then the angel said, you know, nobody's going to root for them. And he's like, hold my beer. Hold my beer. Yep.
As a nation, we'll eat more than 1.3 billion with a B wings this weekend.
Ooh.
28 million pounds of chips, 8 million pounds of guacamole, 10 million pounds of ribs.
Wow.
And the average pizza place will see a 350% increase in orders compared to a normal Sunday.
Oh my God. God, that's crazy.
Wow, that's the party I want to be at.
I know, right? Where is that
Dang,
party?
Man. Sounds like I can just strap a feed bag on.
Right? Best place to get chicken wings? Albertsons.
You think?
Oh,
really?
Dude.
I'm sorry, but I avoid that.
Oh, no, no,
I
no.
I avoid that section. No. I don't care that there's a sneeze guard. I'm sorry. No, it's
no,
way
no, no.
too
these
much
are the
in
ones,
the open.
These are the ones that are behind the deli counter.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you
okay.
can't get to them.
All right, so only the workers can sneeze on them.
Pretty much.
Not everybody else who walks in.
Dude, if you go to a restaurant, you're going to get your food sneezed
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
but,
sorry.
But I don't have to see it happen.
That's true. That's true. Okay, but I don't care.
What goes on back there can stay back there. I don't need to know. I don't need to know what your hand was doing before you started
oh my
making
God.
My patty.
Gross.
I don't have to know. No one needs to know where it was. I'm okay with that. That whole ignorance is bliss thing.
Totally.
I'm all right with that.
Totally. You're like, I'm going to put that on a pillow, man.
That's
I'm going
right.
to embroider that on
That's
a pillow.
That's right.
No, yeah. That I love to go. What I do is I go to Albertsons. I get the wings.
Uh-huh.
And then and I put them in the fridge for the day before.
Right, right.
And then I take them out and I put them in the oven and it crisps them really nicely.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go get some right now. And have them the rest of the weekend.
Best place for wings, best wings in El Paso,
yeah.
in my humble opinion, is Border Burger.
Border, where is that?
Yeah, it's on Fort Boulevard.
Oh, okay. I've seen that and I've never been
yeah.
there.
And they have these wings. And they make them with some kind of a Asian twist to it, but they're like, oh, they're just delicious. I mean, they're not the typical Asian wings
right.
that you get in other places.
Okay,
they're really hot, and oh, they're so good. I'm like, oh, but I
give
keep
me
eating
more.
Exactly. Oh, I just love them. I forget what they're called because you know they can also make them breaded.
Right, right.
You know the typical kind, but no. Get the other kind.
Huh.
They are the best. It's like if you cook down the hot oil.
Yeah.
With the peppers. Uh-huh. You know how when you go to Chinese places, restaurants, you
yeah,
get the hot oil.
Yeah, they have that stuff that looks like the devil.
Yes.
Yeah.
That hot oil. It's like they cook it down and make it really thick.
Okay.
And then they put that on your wings.
Oh.
Oh my God. Is
Yum.
More. Oh, absolutely.
That sounds delish.
Oh my God. I'm just like. The whole time, man. Sweat be rolling down my face.
I know, right?
And I'm like, bring me 12 more.
Bring me all the chicken wings.
That's right. That's right. And finally, we'll buy 52 million cases of beer on Super Bowl Sunday alone.
Wow. Which is why the following day, everybody calls in sick.
Exactly. Exactly. Never mind what I said earlier. That's the party I want to go to. The one with the 52 million cases of beer. Kiss FM. Happy Friday. Happy Groundhog Day. So based on that, jumping off of that, if you could relive one day of your life, because that's what the movie's all about if you're not familiar with Groundhog
yeah.
Day, right? If you're too young to remember that Bill Murray classic, it's about him having to relive a day of his life. If you could do that, which day would it be and why? At 880-9393. You can also hit us up on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page. In fact, let's read off the wall.
Okay, Chava says, the first day I went bowling.
Ah!
And then she answered her own comment with a big smiley face. So apparently Chava really digs bowling. Huh. That's really cool.
Now, is that a euphemism for something? Or does she really mean bowling?
I guess she really means bowling.
Huh.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's a good question. I didn't even think of that.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to have to ask her exactly
I'm
why.
I'm going to have to ask her. And Melissa says, being in Vegas with my husband and getting to go to the Garth Brooks concert for free VIP style, courtesy of an old high school friend. Amazing night with amazing friends.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's cool.
Now, see, that's a friend.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Getting to do all that on his dime?
A VIP?
I tell you what. A friend for life right there, man.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.